Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, who wears many hats. Harlan, you're the CEO of Metroflor and Halstead. You're the president of the Multi-Layered Flooring Association and the founder of the ACWJC. How are you doing today?
I'm very busy, Kemp, as you can tell from all those hats that I do wear, and it's good to be talking to you again.
Yeah, and actually, I've caught you today. You're doing a philanthropic little project. You're over at the Habitat for Humanity project, and you've donated flooring, and you're helping them install it, right?
That's correct. We're at the Carter Work Project here in South Bend, Indiana, putting up 23 homes, and all of these homes will be receiving some beautiful rigid core flooring donated by our company.
And I understand the former president and his wife are there.
Yes, Jim, President Carter and Rosalind Carter are here.
Yeah.
He's been addressing us strongly and vibrantly every morning, and we appreciate his leadership and his incredible kindness to this charity.
Yeah, he's 93 and she's 91. It's amazing. But
they are amazing. Still on job site every day.
Yeah. All right, real quick, I've got several things I want to cover, the biggest of which is what happened in Washington last week related to these Section 301 hearings. But before we get to that, tell us how business is doing so far in 2018.
Well, business is good in 2018, and people in the LVT category should be enjoying growth. And those of us that are fortunate enough to be in the multi-layer or rigid core sector are doing extremely well. This is a hot market, and sales growth are significant.
Yeah, I get a lot of numbers from Santo, just wholesale numbers in this whole category of LVT. His estimate is it's a $2.7 billion business at wholesale value. Is that accurate or is that low?
Inside the United States, that sounds about right.
Yeah, okay.
The global market is at least double, if not triple, that size.
Yeah. We've run several press releases on you recently, I guess the biggest of which is the founding of the American Consumer and Workers Justice Coalition. Tell us what that is.
Well, when we heard on July 10th that the so-called third round of tariffs would include vinyl flooring from China, we felt this was going to negatively impact American consumers and American workers. So we quickly mobilized and tried to attract like-minded people in the industry. That includes manufacturers, distributors, retailers, and even contractors. About 4 weeks after we made the decision to do this and announced it, we have about 130-plus coalition members ranging in all different sizes and all different shapes.
And those are mostly importers, distributors, some of them some major brands, right?
And retailers, yes. We have several major brands that are involved in it, major American manufacturers. We have 47 of the top 50 hard surface floor covering distributors in our coalition. They are strongly in favor of our coalition and of opposing these tariffs. And we have about a little more than a third of our members are retailers who are selling this product, obviously.
All right, so it sounds like you continue to get more and more membership there. I have done several interviews. This is kind of the topic of the month because it can have a huge bearing on the business. Let's talk about what happened in Washington last week. They held these hearings, the Section 301 hearings, and a lot of people testified. One of the things that make this most interesting is you have some major companies lined up on different sides. You have Mohawk and Congolium and the TCNA kind of lined up on one side. And then you have your coalition and Shaw and Bedrosians and MSI kind of lined up on the other, right?
I think you pretty much hit it on the head. On our count, of the 400 people who were invited to testify in front of the United States Trade Representative hearings, 10 of them were from the flooring industry. That's a pretty high percentage of the total people that were testified. Of those 10, only 3 of them testified in favor of the tariffs, and 7 of them testified against the tariffs. Everyone had 5 minutes exactly to speak, and then there was questions and answers afterwards. And I will tell you that the hardworking people that are serving our government on this panel asked intelligent, thoughtful, and important questions. And I have a great confidence that they will use the information that they received to make informed decisions.
One of the things I'd like to throw out is that I actually have a transcript of the testimony that was given on Tuesday, and I'd be glad to share that with anybody that wants to reach out to me. But at the end of the one section that had a lot of flooring people in it, Chairman Bussey said, well, that was a very passionate flooring discussion. So he actually called out the fact that there was some disagreement during the testimony, right?
Yes, I wasn't present on Tuesday. We were having our annual general meeting of the Multilayer Flooring Association, but several members and lawyers of our coalition were there, and they said it was a very lively and highly debated subject, which they asked both Shaw and myself when we testified questions relevant to that testimony. And really, it comes down to one thing, Kemp. It comes down to capacity.
Right.
For LVT, the majority of the product bought in America is manufactured in China. When it comes to rigid core, almost all of the product that is consumed in America in that hot new category is manufactured in China. There is no opportunity to replace that capacity that would be lost if Chinese imports were derailed. And the American consumer would be left with less choices and clearly without the choice of the item that they have been favoring so heavily in the last 12 and 18 months. I think that's wrong and unfair.
You know, Harlan, I got to stand in the middle on this thing and not be pulled in either direction, but I got to tell you that on July the 9th, the U.S. Trade Representative Group published the criteria for excluding a product from the tariff list. And the first question, the Lipschitz test question, is the product available from another source? That's the first thing they have to clear.
Yeah.
And like you said, yeah, you know, there may be an answer for tile and it may be a different answer. But when it comes to rigid core LVT, there is no capacity anywhere else, right?
That is 100% correct. And as long as we dig down to the exact facts and not generalize capacity of flooring in general, resilient flooring in general, and we dig down to the exact facts of what the consumer wants and where it's available to be bought from, we will then find that the tariff on vinyl flooring does not agree with the laws that govern the 301 tariffs. And we want to make sure the facts are spoken out. We appreciate everybody who will get down to that level of detail because we want choice. Consumer choice to be protected because that is part of our country and that's an important part of our economy. The consumer decides, not the government, what people can buy to use in their homes.
Okay, Harlan. Well, I'm glad you could spend some time with me and give us a quick summary of what's been going on. Again, I've been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of Metroflor and Halstead, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.